At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 361 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Desdemona. Thanks, Des.
Thanks, Des. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Today we will be discussing part three. Ding!
Meg.
I forgot where I put it. You look like a broken animatronic.
Let it go!
Let it go!
It's called Deathly Hallows. So make sure you read the chapter and you're ready to taboo your way through the details.
Oh my God. That's the name of the book.
Taboo.
Deathly Hallows, Katie.
Yeah, God,
get it together.
Okay, meaty bits.
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, our meows were not the same.
It was still
a
meow.
Yeah, she trilled you meow.
Yeah. Different. God, don't you even know cats? Give me that finger.
Oh my. Okay, recap. Harry is obsessed with the Deathly Hallows. Makes sense though, because that's the name of the book and this chapter.
Oh my God.
I'm so surprised. New information.
Ron and Hermione are obsessed with the Horcruxes. Hmm. Ron takes on a leadership role, keeps them moving, going over what they know again and again. He tries to tune into Potter Watch, and finally he does. Woo! What up, River? Meg, that was Face from Nickelodeon.
It was!
I know. Thank you for getting it.
Oh my God, I love Face.
Was it on purpose?
Yes.
He used to eat peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
He did. It was on purpose.
That was too on to not be on purpose.
Okay. Just call me Stick Stickly. You remember Stick Stickly?
Stick Stickly.
What?
Was that from All That?
No. You have the internet. Google it.
Okay.
What about Kablam?
I don't think I remember.
Oh my God, I forgot about him.
You remember Kablam? Mm.
No, I remember Kablam. Stick I didn't
Stickly
remember Stick Stickly.
Is Clippy's brother.
Anyways,
for those younger than us, I'm sorry, you have literally no idea what we're talking about. It's a popsicle stick with googly eyes. Just look up Stick Stickly. It was a good chap. All right. So we're still in our Potter Watch era, right? We're talking about some sips for sadness. Here we go. So moving on with the news about some muggles. Quote, meanwhile in Gadley, a muggle family of five has been found dead in their home. Muggle authorities are attributing the deaths to a gas leak, but members of the Order of the Phoenix inform me that it was the killing curse. More evidence, as if it were needed, of the fact that muggle slaughter
blech,
is becoming little more than recreational sport under the new regime. That gives me a trigger warning for World War II and Nazis. That just gives me Nazi Germany vibes during World War II.
Yep.
And it's awful. And it also gives kind of the throwback of Goblet of Fire vibes when the Death Eaters were putting muggles into the air at the Quidditch World Cup.
Yep, just for fun.
Just for fun. Yeah. Okay. So the last death that they report on Potter Watch is the death of Bathilda Bagshot. So they don't go into specific details about her death. That, number one, would be too much for people to know and hear, like, in the masses.
Do you think they even know?
Well, I'm getting to that. They don't even know exactly what happened. So the report is that it was clear that she died several months ago and that the injuries that they found show the use of dark magic, but they obviously have no idea what went on there because the only people that do are Voldemort, Harry, Hermione, and Ron.
Nagini.
Eh. I guess you could talk to Parselmouth, but... So I have a question for you guys. Do you think Harry filled in the rest of the Order of the Phoenix later on exactly about what happened, as well as giving Hermione details?
Probably.
Think so?
Probably, yeah, eventually. I would think so. I don't know how much detail.
I think he would give them all the detail personally.
Like one day?
Yeah.
This child needs therapy.
Truly. As seen in Cursed Child.
Really, though.
Michigan McKenna said Bathilda got McMuppeted by Nagini.
McMuppeted. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Give her points.
Yeah, she deserves points for that.
Silence.
Off topic-ish. You guys ever seen Elmo's feet?
Yes.
It's weird, right?
I don't like Mickey's feet either.
Oh my God.
Mickey's feet are the literal worst.
I hate it.
Whenever you can see Mickey's toes.
In the sandals.
Ew.
He's like Beach Mickey.
Ew.
The worst.
Put your yellow shoes on.
Yeah.
Your cartoon. You'll dry in 1 second.
Yellow shoes.
Ugh. It's the worst.
Minnie Mouse too. No, thank you.
No, none.
No, thank you, ma'am.
No. And Goofy, don't even think about it.
Oh, no.
No.
Mm-mm. Also, I still just do not understand why Goofy walks and talks like a normal person and he's a dog, but poor Pluto doesn't.
Pluto's happy.
I just don't get it.
Is he?
Unless when Mickey's strangling him in that Christmas cartoon. You dumb mutt.
That's so bad.
That's so mean.
Oh, man. Yeah. Muppets in their feet. Anyways, let's talk about Deathly Hallows and Harry Potter. So something that they do that I think is really meaningful is they take a minute of silence in memory of all the people that died, and even mentioning in the nameless muggles that died that they know about for this recording and reporting, right? So I feel like there's a solidarity in their suffering, which if muggles knew about, they maybe would have tried to help. But I don't think that any of them really do unless they're like super close with witches and wizards in some sort of like Godric's Hollow type community where they live together. And I think this also shows a great stance on the side of the wizarding community and the anti-Voldemort movement. And going on with that thought, the next report is about like what's happening with muggles and how some witches and wizards are helping their muggle neighbors, even if it's pretty dangerous to do because if they're caught, they're in trouble.
That's so awesome.
But they're casting simple protective charms over muggle houses, and it's potentially saving lives.
That is just like, I think that that is one of like the easiest things that like fellow witches and wizards could do who are like a part of the anti-Voldemort movement. Mm-hmm. And it like means so much. So the fact that like there are people going out and doing, because like the Death Eaters aren't going to more than likely go and like trace where this spell came from, because they're not even going to know to go there. You know what I mean? So like it's just it gives me such this like beautiful feeling of community.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm. It's they don't have to do it, but like for a simple fact of being a kind person, you know?
Yeah.
Just going a little bit out of their way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Gil says it shows that simple kindness can be so powerful.
Yeah, truly. And I think that like that is just an important lesson for like even right now for us. Like a lot of people are feeling disheartened or discouraged by like the world right now. And like I think the number one thing that we can focus on is community.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just love seeing like a pure example of that in this book. It's nice to
be nice online.
Be nice online.
Be nice everywhere.
Not that I think anybody that listens to us is like out there attacking people on the internet, but like
your words have weight.
And just don't type it. Yeah. Don't type it. Don't hit send. There's better things that you can do with your energy.
Especially in the coming times. Like, mm-hmm. just don't even put your energy there. It's not worth it.
It's not. And everything is traceable too.
Yeah.
So if you pop off on somebody on the internet, that could come back to haunt you in bad ways. Whether what you're saying is true and right and just, people don't want that nastiness online, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just focus on your community and do things for the people that you love and care about. Yep. That's the only thing that like mentally is going to be great.
And then it spreads.
Yeah.
It spreads. All right.
Back to Potter Watch.
Yep. So I love the way that this little part ends, and it's Kingsley talking. As far as like the wizard's first sentiment that is out in the wizarding world, which is not just a Death Eater idea. It's also the people who are afraid. Right? Mm-hmm. Kingsley puts it perfectly. He says, quote, "I'd say it's one short step from wizards first to purebloods first and then to Death Eaters first," replied Kingsley. "We're all human, aren't we? Every human life is worth the same and worth saving."
Well said, Kingsley.
Yeah. Mm. So Lee says, "Excellently put, Royal." And we have a little Easter egg here because he then goes on to say, "You've got my vote for Minister of Magic if we ever get out of this mess."
Ayo.
You will be.
Wee wee.
So that's exciting. Now over to Romulus. We know it's Remus.
My boy.
My Remy. My love.
Is this the first time we're hearing from him?
Wait, what do these names mean? Did anybody look that up? Are these like
so Greek names? Well, I know Romulus.
Explain that one while I look up Royal.
Okay, no. So Romulus is like the twin to Remus.
Yeah.
So he went by Romulus.
Who's River?
I don't know.
That's Lee Jordan.
Yeah, but I don't know why he chose River.
Does Lee die?
I don't think so.
Oh, Kingsley Shacklebolt, Royal, references to the king in his first name.
Okay.
As well as being the personal assistant of the Muggle Prime Minister. Why is Lee's code name River?
This is stuff we could have done beforehand, but
this is
you're
true.
Getting it now.
AI says Lee can be associated with various rivers around the world, most notably the River Lee in Ireland, making River a fitting code name.
Oh, that's cool. So Remus states
Remus.
That, yes, he firmly believes Harry's still alive. Like, what?
It could reference both the Jordan River and the River Lee. So Lee Jordan.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Sorry. Go on.
He says that there's no doubt in his mind that Harry's death would be proclaimed as widely as possible by the Death Eaters if it had happened, and that, quote, the boy who lived remains a symbol of everything for which we are fighting, the triumph of good, the power of innocence, and the need to keep resisting. And Harry felt grateful at hearing this, but also a little ashamed because he was just, like, hoping that Remus forgave him for the terrible things that he said the last time that they met. And I think he has. I mean, Remus has to know deep down that, like, Harry was saying those things for his own good. And I think that he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Remus says to Harry, if he's listening, that they're all with him in spirit and to follow his instincts because they're good and nearly always right. And that cheers him up. But Hermione reiterates.
Nearly always right.
Nearly.
Wait, does she say that in, like...
I think she says it in reference to...
The Hollows.
The Hollows.
But is she... Okay.
Being, like, nearly always right, Harry. Like, let's drop it.
Oh, okay. For a shining moment, I was like, oh, maybe that's when she's realizing she should trust him.
No.
Hermione.
Sadly, she doesn't really believe in the Deathly Hallows until they talk to Ollivander after.
And she at least believes in the wand.
The wand.
At that point.
They've literally been under the invisibility cloak for 7 years.
Yeah.
I know, but invisibility cloaks exist outside of that.
Not like that, though.
Not like that one, though.
So Ron chimes in and tells them at
Ron
this point.
Ron chimes in with the haven't you people ever heard of.
Bill told him Remus is back to living with Tonks.
Keep going.
She's getting pretty big. So now is the next section of Potter Watch, which is an update on the Friends of Harry Potter, which I thought it's a cool segment.
Hagrid.
Goodbye, yeah. Friend of Hagrid.
Oh, Hagrid. But we do learn that Xenophilius has been imprisoned, and they're glad to hear that he is still alive, because that was Hermione's whole point in making sure that they were seen.
He's such a butt. Zeno?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Remus also says that Hagrid has narrowly escaped arrest within Hogwarts for hosting a support Harry Potter party in his house. And he is on the run.
Was Colin Creevy there?
More than likely.
Was Dennis Creevy there?
More than likely.
Is there photographic evidence?
Yeah, probably.
They don't move.
Yeah.
This is when he goes and lives in the mountains with Grop.
Oh, actually, would Dennis and Colin... Are they at school right now? Because aren't they Muggleborns?
Colin's about to die.
They're at school because, yeah, Colin dies.
I know Colin dies, but he doesn't, like...
Dennis probably gets out.
Yeah. Okay.
Dennis.
Remus also then tells people to not follow Hagrid's lead and that, like, you probably shouldn't host support Harry Potter parties right now in the present climate.
What?
We should have a support Harry Potter party.
We should. Next recording.
Okay.
Let's right. do it. I need to make you food.
How about bread?
I can
and
make
vegetable
you bread.
Soup.
Yeah.
You did promise that a long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, like months ago.
But then someone got sick. You know, it just happens.
All right.
Okay.
That's
going to
be our
right.
support Harry Potter party. Bread and soup.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. And then there's the natural hormone changes our bodies go through. As a mom, I totally get this. There's also perimenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean that we have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer anymore. Yay! because we now have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it definitely shows. And the biggest benefit is feeling like yourself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SWISH at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWISH for 15% off today.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lee then says to show your devotion instead by listening to Potter Watch.
Way to promote your own.
You have to
show Lee.
You have to show your devotion by listening to Swish and Flick podcast.
Yeah. And then the next person that is introduced, it says, proving just as elusive as Harry Potter, we like to refer to him as the Chief Death Eater. And here to give his views on some of the more insane rumors circulating about him, I'd like to introduce a new correspondent. Rodent. Oh, that
looks so good. Look at Katie K's dinner.
Oh, Katie K.
Pad Thai, yummy.
That's what Marty had for din.
So I looked up what both of... This is Fred. Fred's code names. Why they were going to be Rodent. And why it turned out to be what it is. So Rodent, because it's a transparent reference to his Weasley name.
Mm. Oh.
So Weasel, Rodent. And then I'll get to the other one when we get to it. So after a bit of confusion, they decide that it's Fred, not George. And he refuses to be called Rodent and demands to be Rapier. I personally would have gone with Rodent. So I looked up what that is. And it's likely in reference to his quick wit and sharp sense of humor.
Oh, it's a sword.
As is a rapier is a thin pointed sword often associated with quick, precise thrusts.
So, fencing.
Yeah. It reflects his ability to pierce through situations and his humor. Tiffany, you're inappropriate.
I'm completely appropriate.
So, Fred's job is to give his take on the stories they've been hearing about the Chief Death Eater, a.k.a. Taboo.
Taboo.
Why don't they just call him that?
Taboo.
Taboo.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
They should have reminded everybody at this... beginning of this episode.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. Remember, don't say his name.
Call him the Chief Death Eater. So, of course, Fred being Fred, he puts his own humorous twist on things, which the trio desperately needs right now. So he says, as our listeners know, unless they've taken refuge at the bottom of a garden pond or somewhere similar,
garden pond.
Voldemort's staying in the shadows and creating a climate of panic. There are so many sightings of him that they probably have a good 19 you-know-who's running around. Mm. So Kingsley chimes in to say that that suits Voldemort because the air of mystery is creating more terror than actually showing himself. Isn't that true that, like, fear is so much worse than the actual...
Yeah.
In a lot of cases. Like, yeah. The anticipation of it is worse than the actual thing.
Yeah.
So this is more of Fred. For instance, this new idea that you-know-who can kill with a single glance from his eyes. That's a basilisk, listeners. One simple test. Check whether the thing that's glaring at you has got legs. If it has, it's safe to look it in its eyes. Although, if it really is you-know-who, that's still likely to be the last thing you ever do.
Shout out to Chamber of Secrets.
Right. For the first time in weeks, Harry is laughing, and he can feel that tension leaving him.
Ah, so short-lived.
Yeah. Talk about a roller coaster. And the rumors that he keeps being sighted abroad, asked Lee. Well, who wouldn't want a nice little holiday after all the hard work he's been putting in, asked Fred. Point is, people don't get lulled into a false sense of security, thinking he's out of the country. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But the fact remains, he can move faster than Severus Snape confronted with shampoo when he wants to, so don't count on him being a long way away if you're planning on taking any risk. I never thought I'd hear myself say it, but safety first. I didn't say that. Fred did, okay? I stopped making Snape shampoo jokes a long time ago.
Oh my god, you did used to do that.
Mm-hmm. Probably because of this, because, you know, when I read it the first time, I was like, funny.
It really was funny, though.
I mean, he is, like, the Order's undesirable number one right now, right? Besides Voldemort.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So that's the end of the broadcast for the night. The next password is Mad-Eye. Oh. And I like this. Keep each other safe. Keep faith. Good night. That's their sign off.
That's cool.
So the trio is still like smiling ridiculously at each other. Because hearing friendly and familiar voices is like so uplifting. Like that's what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Harry was like so isolated. He forgot there's other people out there resisting Voldemort too. It's not just him, Hermione, and Ron.
True, true.
And he describes it as like waking from a long sleep. You're about to have a rude awakening here you in guys, a second, Mr. Potter.
This all happens. No, it doesn't. This is a day later. He didn't sleep. But this is a day after.
This is a week after.
It's a week?
Yeah.
Yeah. They
time has passed.
Yeah, they go a week.
Oh, that's right. They traveled around. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, at least there's that.
Hermione very admiringly says it's brave of them. And Ron's like, well, they keep on the move like us, which I think is cute.
Yeah.
It's like a little callback. But then doesn't really matter how much they've kept on the move these past weeks and months. Way to go, Harry. Here we go. But did you hear what Fred said? Asked Harry excitedly. Now the broadcast was over, his thoughts turned again towards his all-consuming obsession. He's abroad. He's still looking for the wand. I knew it. And then Hermione tries to cut in, and he says, come on, Hermione, why are you so determined not to admit it? Volt, Harry, no! Demort's after the Elder Wand. The name's taboo, Ron bellowed, leaping to his feet as a loud crack sounded outside the tent. I told you, Harry, I told you, we can't say it anymore. We've got to put the protections back around us quickly. It's how they find... But he stops talking. Yep, sneakoscope, lights up, starts spinning. They can hear voices coming nearer. And Ron, super quick thinking, uses the deluminator to click the lamps out. Doesn't really do much, though, when there's a tent sitting there. And obviously that's where the name was said.
Do you know how this sounds from Jim Dale?
No, you can do it if you want.
Okay, I'll read the quoting part. You read the resting.
Okay.
The resting?
The resting?
The rest. Come out of there with your hands up,
came a rasping voice through the darkness.
We know you're in there. You've got half a dozen wands pointing at you, and we don't care who we curse.
Dun, dun, dun.
We know that you're in there, and that you're all alone. Full circle.
Oh, man.
Guys, there's no rest for these people.
All over. But especially from now. Dude, it's chaos.
Now can I get Malfoy Manor Lego set? That's going to be there next.
Yeah, sure. That is next.
Yay! Are we going to catch Luscious getting shampooed?
By whom?
Well, not Dobby.
Mm-mm. Not Dobby.
Probably Peter.
Gil asks, why do the Potter watch code names all start with R?
Oh my god.
Resistance.
Is that why? Hold on.
No, I don't know. I guess.
But I like that. Were you trying to look up the R's?
Yeah.
I like the resistance.
I headcanon accepted.
Yeah.
You're all welcome.
I don't know if there's actually an answer to that, but I think that that is a good enough answer. Gil asks, can you put a note in? Gil asks, if you were a wizard with muggle neighbors, would you cast the spells over the house and nothing more, or would you tell them that there was someone dangerous out there?
I think they'd think you're nutty.
Yeah, I would probably just cast the spells.
I would just, cast the spells. And I would maybe, because is there anything on the news for them? I mean, there's got to be about deaths.
Well, there
are. So I might talk that up and be like, man, I'm doing some extra stuff just to be a little bit more safe, just like that. But then, not actually be like
evil's afoot,
you know, because they're going to think you're crazy.
Egg Malie asks, do we think Kingsley has actually been thinking about running for Minister of Magic? Or did Lee put the idea into his head here?
That'd be cute.
I would love that.
I'd be into that.
Yeah. I agree.
I like that. Another headcanon. Accepted.
Discourse. Destifer. That's how I was feeling tonight. So I feel Harry so hard. Hearing familiar voices, talking to familiar people is the best tonic.
You're so cute.
And an honorable mention goes to Katie K's pad thai.
Amen.
It looked really delicious.
Amen.
real delicious.
I wish I had smell-o-vision.
I know. All right, give me that fan story.
All right, this fan story comes from Mariana.
Hello.
Hello, ladies. My name is Mariana. I'm 24 years old, and I'm writing to you from Portugal.
Hi.
I know for a fact you guys are still doing fan stories, since I promised myself I would only send one once I got up to date, and here I am.
Oh my gosh.
I've been listening to your podcast since early 2020, before the plague fully hit, and I have to say it's been a huge source of comfort throughout the years, especially during all of the stressful and anxiety-inducing moments university brought me. I'm currently in my last year of uni, about to become a veterinary doctor.
Whoa.
And I'm writing my master's thesis, so hopefully the worst of it has passed.
Oh, please update us on your life.
Yes, please. As for my Potter story, it all started when I was 10. My parents introduced me to the movies, and I immediately fell in love with the characters and the world. Even though 10-year-old me was absolutely terrified of Voldemort, his face was literal nightmare fuel. I remember being completely brokenhearted after watching Half-Blood Prince and seeing Dumbledore die, since whenever he was around, I felt safe and I knew everything was going to be okay.
He dies?
Yes. I think that's a direct correlation to how Harry felt. I then got to watch Deathly Hallows Part 2 at the movie theater, and it's still one of the most memorable cinema experiences I've had. The room was packed full of people, and everyone laughed and gasped and cried at all the right times. It was a very unifying experience. After then, it took me a bit to pick up the books, though I'm not sure why, since I've been obsessed with reading ever since I can remember. Finally, at the age of 15, I decided to read the whole series, and of course, felt even deeper in love with it all. It was also the first book series that I read in English, so that was a fun challenge.
You're so smart.
I specifically remember having to look up the word besotted and trying to figure out how you would go about pronouncing it.
What's that word?
Can someone look that up? I'm literally looking it up.
I don't know what that is. I don't know how to say it.
In passing, I would
besotted.
Kind of
strongly infatuated.
Oh, that's not what I would have guessed. Meg, I'm absolutely besotted with you.
I already said it.
Yeah, well, I put a ring on it.
I guess I'm just really popular.
I could give her a ring.
Huh?
I could give her a ring.
I could give her a ring. I gave her a ring on the telephone earlier.
She did.
Megan, there is so much pita bread. That's what the ring was about.
There was a stupid amount of pita bread.
They didn't give us enough last time.
We're focused. I lost my spot.
Oh, McKenna. It's like the posh version of smitten. I like that.
Assaulted. Even before I took the Pottermore test, I knew I would be in Ravenclaw. It just fits perfectly with my personality. I did once get Hufflepuff on the test, but we don't talk about that.
She doesn't want your house.
Just kidding. My Patronus is a lynx and my wand is chestnut wood, unicorn hair core, 10 3/4 inches, and unyielding flexibility, probably because I'm a stubborn person. In recent years, it's been very difficult to find the same love I had for this series, though, what with everything that the author has been doing. I can no longer look at it the same way. There's always a dark cloud of the author's disgusting comments flying over it. But I appreciate that you guys stand up to her. Listening to you makes me feel at least a little bit better about the whole situation. My favorite thing about the podcast is whenever one of your pets interrupts you, it always warms my heart. And as a big Swiftie, I also have to admit I love all the Taylor Swift references. Our minds might be aligned because I feel like I always know what you're going to reference right before it happens. It's very fun.
She's a witch like me.
What was it? And of course, I absolutely love that Ravenclaw keeps ending up in first place at the House Cup standings. I don't contribute to that at all, but I'm proud of my fellow Ravenclaws who do. You guys are great. Thank you for bringing attention to the best house of all. Well, the impulse to apologize for how long this was is very strong, but I'm going to fight it.
Good.
I just want to thank you all for creating this space and community that I know brings joy and comfort to so many people. Keep being awesome and don't let the muggles get you down. Mariana.
Cute. I like that story.
Me too.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you for teaching me a new word.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you
for
being a part of our community.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. And I hope that your last year, I don't know if that's current right now or in the past, but I hope it is going well or went well.
Yes. I was going to say something else and I forget. Nope, it's gone.
If you'd like to follow us on social media.
What the heck?
Oh, shoot, you're right. Sorry, joke time.
Girl, it's still my time. I don't know why I'm waxing on and waxing off.
You really are.
I don't know. It's not even going to be worth it. Where do Hermione's parents live?
Australia.
Home on the Grange.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wrote that.
Stupefying shenanigans for Slytherins.
I have a question.
Yeah, but who wrote it?
You know what we should do?
Brian Boone.
Dear Brian.
We should write a new joke book.
Oh my God. That's oldest one.
Me?
Yeah.
You want me to write a joke book?
It would be better than any of the ones that we've purchased.
That's pretty bad because I got bad jokes.
All right. Now, if you'd like to follow us on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and the TikTok for as long as we're allowed to have it at the Petrus Family. And Tiffany is on Instagram at tiffswish_flick.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, because if you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Sarker got bingo, so congrats to Ravenclaw.
Woohoo!
In the House Cup standings are Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, Hufflepuff.
Heck yeah. Roar, roar, Gryffindor.
Hiss, hiss, we're coming.
Badger, badger, we're bringing up the rear.
Okay. Badger, badger, we're badger, bringing badger up the rear. Oh, runner, runner. Yeah. Oh gosh. Aw, who put that there?
I did.
This is good. This is for the times are gonna get tough, but we're tougher. So keep each other safe. Keep faith. Good night. And that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
Protect them, muggles.
Don't let the politicians get you down either. Guys.
Roger, roger.
Roger, roger. Roger,
roger. Pew, pew, pew.
Those guys were useless.
Yeah.
They're
so
worse
stupid
than the stormtroopers.
They really are. Roger, roger.
Amazing. Just my voice.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.88 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.